I know a little bit about depression, but I've never thought of it as being even a possibility with children. You hear different statistics, like one in every four adults. But with children, it seems to be something that people either don't talk about, or for the longest time, I assumed it didn't happen.
My dad chased monsters from the dark. He checked underneath my bed.
Towards this last summer is when we really started to notice the behavior becoming outright explosive.
He could loosen rusty bolts with a quick turn of...
Riley was at the beach with his mom and his sister and some friends, and really should have just been a fun day for the kids, but he was having a hard time saying, "I want to die, I want to die." He had ended up grabbing a loose cord off the volleyball net that was there and wrapped it around his neck and actually started running.
Unsinkable ships sink, unbreakable walls break.
He wanted to harm himself, he wanted to hurt himself.
Never happened. Happened just like that.
When he hit the end of the cord, of course, it pulled taut and yanked him off his feet. His ankles came up to his head height and it pulled him completely vertical. Got to the point where he felt that he should take his life.
The impossible.
I never would have guessed in a million years that my child would try something like that. A psychiatric nurse had actually done sort of a preliminary evaluation. They sit down, they talk with him, and decided that it would be best if he stayed in the hospital and was under the care of an actual psychiatrist for a little while and under the care of the nursing staff there 24/7, where he could really be monitored and they could start to look for some deeper answers.
I walked away without a scratch. Brought the hell.
I never would have guessed that Children's Hospital had that service that they could offer to families. I always assumed it was just kind of an adult problem. That's your baby. That's a really difficult thing to do, is to leave him in someone else's hands, especially at what has suddenly become the most difficult day of his life. Depression was something that she was concerned about.
Unsinkable ships sink, unbreakable walls break. Sometimes the things you think would never.
Anxiety
happen,
was something that she was really concerned about,
like,
and ADHD was something that she was concerned about. That was a big eye-opener for me, because that's something I'd never even thought of as a possibility with kids. But at the same time, it was very scary. You felt like your whole world was changing so fast because you don't know how you're supposed to react.
The impossible.
There's also all the questions that come in as parents wondering, what are we doing wrong? What don't I know? It starts to run through your mind. You start everything from feeling guilty to confused to angry sometimes. Before things were so bad, we were looking for help and couldn't find it. Now we had to let somebody else in and help. When I found out that it was going to be a week, it was kind of almost felt like a kick in the gut, because I was kind of thought that this was something that they would have dealt with overnight. They would have everything fixed. I'd pick up my son in the morning and we'd carry on and life would be good from there. He ended up being there for 19 days. The doctor was the first to actually explain it in terms of the biological causes. Well, that was when he really started to focus on dysthymia, which was like an acute depression, where Riley was just having a really hard time controlling his emotions due to this biological reaction, not by something that we hadn't taught him as parents.
Then there was my junior year. Nearly had a brand new car.
One of the recommendations was that he would attend the Gordon Townsend School, where they have a day treatment program. It just gives the doctors, counselors, a little more time to follow up with Riley. The teaching staff that they had there, they were all just phenomenal, and he developed relationships with them really fairly quickly. The other day, his teacher had sent home a note, and she was talking about what great leadership Riley had showed in the classroom. He's been sharing some of the things he learned as far as coping strategies. So I was so proud of my son. For as far back as it seems like I can remember, he was much more of a distraction in the class. So to see him now with a teacher describing him as fantastic and that he's had a fantastic day, it's so heartwarming to have.
If the fury of the wind is unstoppable.
You see a child with a broken arm, goes and gets help from a doctor. A few weeks later, you see him, no cast, he's back playing football. The kid's fine, and you know you've done your job. They're making changes that are literally lifelong in these kids. This isn't a temporary fix. This isn't a situation where they need a quick remedy. This is something that can make or break the rest of that child's life.
So don't tell me that it's over. Don't give up on you and me.
We can look and start to see him making plans for his future and dreaming again about what he wants to be when he grows up.
Unsinkable ships sink, unbreakable walls break.
Probably like all kids his age, he's torn between rock star and NFL player.
Happened just like that, unbendable steel bends.
And we can look towards his future and we can see him beyond 10 years old. The difference they're making in these lives is something I can't even explain. Just truly amazing what they're doing.
The impossible.